This is Dakota Datebook for September 2nd. On this date in 1899, the telephone installed at the Chicago and Northwestern Railway Depot in Oaks, North Dakota, was up and working. According to the Oaks Republican, the depot was now in close touch with the rest of the world. 1899 might seem early for telephone service, but the Northwestern Depot did not have the state's first telephone. That honor belonged to Oliver Dalrymple's Bonanza Farm. Dalrymple purchased his telephone from Philadelphia in 1876. Alexander Graham Bell had patented his telephone earlier that year. Dalrymple had the battery-powered device installed at the headquarters farm. The first North Dakota use of the newfangled machines allowed for fast communications between the main farm and the divisional farms. A few years later, in 1881, the Fargo-Moorhead Telephone Exchange opened for business. By June of that year, there were 10 miles of phone lines in Fargo. Local businessmen funded the venture with $5,000. The exchange was in the attic of the headquarters hotel. The switchboard had 25 connections. James Hole Sr. installed the first telephone in the city at his farm, located at what is now 1233 Broadway. The headquarters hotel, the Republican Party office, and the Daily Argus were among the first subscribers. The exchange charged $4.98 per month for a private line. A two-party line was $4.10, and a four-party line was $3.51. The first long-distance telephone call in North Dakota was between Fargo and St. Cloud in 1887. The telephone exchange moved several times, locating for a time where City Hall would later be built, then to a three-story brick building on the corner of Roberts Street and 2nd Avenue North. In 1902, it moved to 504 1st Avenue North, a new building constructed with the exchange in mind. The first telephone operator was 15-year-old Bella Thompson. Mrs. C.E. Webster became the second operator. They were paid $25 a month. The director of the exchange said he hired women because boys were too likely to engage in pranks and talk back to customers. Operators handled all calls until 1939. In that year, the exchange established automatic dialing service. In 2002, a Fargo resident finally turned her old dial phone in for a push-button model. She also had the last party line in the city. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Carol Butcher. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.